First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Barbara Yates still does not know how the psychic did it.
My first encounter with a psychic is still vivid in my mind. I was walking down a street in New Delhi, India, when a Sikh wearing a blue turban stopped me and asked if he could tell me my future. As I hesitated, he said that he wanted to tell me some things about myself, such as my mother's name, my husband's name, the year I was married, my age, the month and day of my birth, and how many brothers and sisters I had. As he talked, he wrote quickly on a small piece of paper. When he finished, he crumpled the paper up and asked me to hold it in my right hand. Then he asked me to tell him the answers while he wrote on another scrap of paper. When he was done, he told me to look at the paper in my hand. I looked, and written on it was Jean, my mother's name, John, my husband's name, 1971, the year I was married, 29, my age, October 30th, the month and day I was born, and 3 and 3 for my 3 brothers and 3 sisters. I was so impressed that I allowed him to tell me my future. According to him, my husband and I would win the lottery and return to India with our child. When he asked for a donation, I gave him $2 for lifting my spirits. I never did figure out how he did the paper trick, and none of his predictions came true. My husband and I divorced, I've never had children, and I haven't won the lottery. Yet.